Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Spuds might not be sexy, but they can be every bit as local as any other farm-to-plate item. So let's give this versatile tuber its due today. Here to talk about a farm dedicated to the potato is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always delicious to be here, Rick.
You traveled to Guildhall in the Northeast Kingdom, hard against the Connecticut River, to visit Peasley's Potatoes. This is a farm with a lot of history.
Yes, I'd heard about it and just never gotten there, and I managed to schedule a trip in a beautiful fall day. Such gorgeous country out there. So this farm dates back, well, it dates before this, but the potato part of this farm dates to 1928 when Fred and Gertrude Peasley established themselves there. Beautiful big red barn, just iconic. And actually, Fred dug and built the whole concrete cellar by hand during the Depression, 1928 to 1935. There are beams from the original barn dating back to the 1800s, just a beautiful structure. The potato farm went down, and now it's in its, well, second and third generation. It's run now by Fred and Gertrude's granddaughter, Karen Guile Caron, and her mother, Janice Peasley, is still a little bit involved. Folks may know Janice Peasley from when she served in the House of Representatives for over 20 years. And I learned it is the only female-owned potato farm, you know, just exclusively potatoes, growing those, in the U.S., according to Caron.
How is Peasley's trying to move into the new local food economy?
So when Karen came back in to help, she hadn't been involved in the business since she was a kid. And so she sort of had to relearn everything. But as Karen says, potatoes are a little challenging these days. She said, we're not as sexy as a lot of those other things like cheese and beer that everybody's all excited about in the local food economy. So she's working really hard on sort of getting efficiency through large account sales to like hospitals and schools and college campuses. She's working on upgrading the storage barn so that they can store the potatoes for longer through the summer, maybe. Working with the Vermont Food Venture Center in Hardwick that does some minimal processing of the potatoes so that they can cube them and freeze them, perhaps, so that they're easier for those big accounts to use, cut down on the labor required, which is very key.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri, and with me today is food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about Peasley's Potatoes in Guildhall. Melissa, when you visited the farm, you actually got to head out on the harvester. I'm a city boy, and I am ridiculously envious about this. Tell us about that experience.
So yeah, it was just really fun. I have to admit, I have a thing for potato harvests. I just, like, to me, it's just so cool because everything sort of died back in the field. So you don't even know there's anything there. And then either by hand or by machine, you're digging this treasure out of the ground. I'm kind of like a little kid about it. But anyway, so I got to climb up on the harvester and be with the guys who were up there. Karen has a great team, a farm manager, Mark Labins, that she's had working with them for many, many years. And so I watch these guys. The potatoes get dug by the harvester. They come up a conveyor belt, and then there's one guy on each side picking out the bad ones and the clods of earth and rocks that are kind of the same size, which is why they got picked up. And then those funnel into a truck that's driving alongside the harvester, keeping track. And then, you know, they turn around and come back, and you keep doing it. It's just really cool. And then the truck, obviously, comes to the barn, then they unload those and they sort again, and those go down into the cellar, which is kind of these big bins that look like crypts. And I do have a great video of that that we will post on the website. And it was so fun because Karen said when she was a little kid helping out, being downstairs was like, it was like being in the crypts. It was super scary. But it's actually really cool. And to know they've been doing it the same way basically since 1928.
How has potato farming and the potato farming landscape in Vermont changed in the almost 100 years that Peasley's has been around?
Well, I guess it goes without saying potatoes used to be very foundational to the diet. You know, they were a key carbohydrate before you could get, you know, pasta or rice or any of that kind of stuff. And they've definitely fallen a little out of favor. And people do still grow them, obviously. You can get them at farmers markets. But to just focus on potato farming, that's not that common anymore. There were probably dozens of potato-only farms in Vermont and New Hampshire in the 1950s and 60s, and then those sort of fell away. And also, people are less likely to use big whole potatoes these days. You know, everyone's into convenience, so it has to be frozen or already peeled, or, you know, the baby potatoes cook quicker, that kind of thing. So that has changed also, and that's one of the reasons that Karen's been working on these products that might be somewhat processed. Not, I don't mean processed like potato chip processed, but peeled or diced and blanched, that kind of thing.
What's the deal with the variety known as the Green Mountain potato?
Yeah, so this is actually something a little separate. Peasley's doesn't grow this, although it's possible that they did at one point. So the Green Mountain potato is what would be known as a heritage variety, and it's actually in the U.S. Slow Food Arc of Taste, which is an online record of breeds of varieties of plants, fruits, vegetables, and animals, actually, too, that we are worried we're going to lose as we get less and less diversity in our food system. So a researcher from the University of Vermont actually developed it in 1878. And it was an answer to the U.S. potato blight of the earlier 1800s. It was a hardy, resistant, late-season variety, and for nearly 50 years, it was actually famous, one of the most popular baking potatoes in the U.S. But then the russet came, and we lost it.
And what's next for Peasley's?
So, as I mentioned, Karen's been working closely with both the folks at the Venture Center in Hardwick and some of her key accounts. One of her biggest accounts, which she is most appreciative of, is Sodexo, which is a multinational corporation, but their Vermont group runs the food service operations of about 15 accounts, mostly college campuses, a few hospitals. They have a Vermont First program, and they are very committed to buying as much local as they can. But again, they need things where they don't have to do all of the labor in their own kitchens. So Karen's been trying to figure out how to do that with them through the Venture Center. Peasley does sell at retail in about a 40-mile radius. And Karen mentioned she's really interested if someone wants to make vodka. She has the potatoes for you. And that's sexy, right?
That is very sexy. Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.